Well, I'm speaking to you now from the television studios at Elstree, where Trini Lopez is busy recording a new show. Trini, can you spare a moment and say hello to our listeners?
Hello, everybody. How are you?
Now, Trini, welcome to London straight away. But, of course, this isn't your first trip, is it?
Oh, this is my fourth or fifth trip.
Fifth?
About 30 years.
And you like it as much?
I like London very, very much. I'm not just saying this because I'm being interviewed with you now. But it's because I've been all over the world three times, and I think that London is one of the most swinging cities in the world, I think.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because I saw it in print just a little while ago that the name of Trini Lopez is synonymous with swinging London. Since your first trip, have you noticed any difference in London? Have you noticed this swinging effect?
Yes, I think so. In the last 2.5 years or so, I've noticed that more discotheques have come up, more buildings are springing up all over the place. The latest trend with the rock groups is fantastic. You know, not only that, but the mod look, the gear. You know, it's really wild. Carnaby Street. It's really a very moving type city.
And how long are you over for this time, Trini?
I'm very, very sorry to say, only a week. I have been here 5 days now, and I leave Monday morning for New York.
And this is a working trip, of course.
Yes, I'm sorry to say. I wish I could come and get vacation.
Well, if you could bring weather like this, it would be well worth it. Now, Trini, I've just had a little tip-off that you're thinking of buying a Rolls Royce. Are you going to buy it while you're over here?
I have been thinking about, in fact, negotiating a deal for a year now. And the earliest I can get a Rolls Royce convertible is 3.5 years from now. They're really back ordered, you know, that many years. And I can't wait to get one. I hope that I can maybe find someone that's got one that's about a year old or something, you know.
Yes, you always don't mind a second-hand Rolls Royce.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that at all.
Well, now, Trini, I'm not going to take up too much of your time, but you've just released a new single over here, The Bramble Bush.
Yes.
And I've heard it, and I think it's terrific.
Thank you.
Would you like to tell me something about this?
The Bramble Bush is a tune that was written by Mac David and Frank Duvall, two of America's, I think, better songwriters. And we wrote this song with the idea. I say we, I mean, I give them the idea to give it if I had a hammer, lemon tree type flavor, because we wanted to keep that vein in mind, because we did it in a picture called The Dirty Dozen, which, by the way, I think opens here in England in another 2 or 3 months.
That's right. Yes, it does indeed.
So The Bramble Bush is from a picture called The Dirty Dozen.
Right. Well, we're about to hear it, so thanks very much, Trini. Now, Trini, I'll have to ask you the same old question that you're always asked, I'm no doubt, but how did it all start? Now, we save you a little bit of time. I believe it was just about the age of 15, wasn't it?
Yes. As far as my career is concerned, I think it started about at the age of 12, 13 years old. But as far as getting a big break, which I think everyone in show business needs, I got my break at a place called PJ's. That's a nightclub in Hollywood.
Yes.
And I got my break from a man named Don Costa.
Don Costa.
Who is my record producer and friend. He came in one night from New York to listen to all the excitement that was going on with my audiences every night, you know, and he liked the whole atmosphere of my performance and the people singing along and the whole thing. So he decided to record me live at the PJ's, and he put me on a brand new label at that time, 1963.
Sure.
It was actually 62. No, it was Reprise.
Oh, yes, Reprise.
Reprise Records. And it was through that label that I had been very lucky with my hit records and so on.
No, I don't think it's luck. It's well, thank you very much indeed, Trini. I won't hold you up anymore. Lovely to meet you again.
Thank you very much. Thank you.